We're on the right.
Would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Please, honestly.
Thank you.
Okay. Could you introduce yourself to the grand jurors, please?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is...
How long have you been employed as a law enforcement officer?
I have been in the business 40 years now. I started on October 25th of 1966.
And where were you working then?
I worked for the West Palm Beach Police Department, where I served for 34 years until I retired on July 3rd of the year 2000. I had the 4th of July off and went to work the next day as an investigator for the state attorney's office, where I worked for 3 years. I left on February 14th of 2003, had the weekend off, and then took over a management position with the town of Palm Beach Police Department, where I am still currently employed.
What is your position with Palm Beach Police Department?
I hold the rank of police officer, but I also hold the title of civilian, where I am in charge of the crime scene investigation unit, the photography unit, the evidence holding unit, and the fingerprint unit.
In your capacity as the crime scene head, did you take part in a search warrant executed on Jeffrey Epstein's house on October 20th, 2005?
Yes, I did.
Tell us how you go about executing a search warrant in general.
Once the warrant is signed and brought back to headquarters, I am not aware of this at that time. On this morning, which was a Thursday morning, when I went to the morning briefing, at that time, I was informed that a search warrant would be executed and that it would be at a residence. My responsibility is to then assemble a team of evidence specialists and crime scene processors that will respond to this unannounced scene. We don't even know where we're going until we are in a what looks like a funeral procession or parade. All the cars are ready to go. We follow the lead car, and only then, when we arrive, do we know the location.
Why is that done?
It's an issue of security, it's an issue of privacy, and it's an issue of officer safety, so that there is a guarantee that there can be no leak of any information, even as simple as an address, from my office. And we prefer to operate in that manner, so we don't know until we get there. All we really need to know is what are we going to be going into, so that we know the volume of bags, the volume of boxes, the volume of gloves or masks or processing gowns or lab coats, whether we would need head cover to protect or to prevent contamination of a scene, or shoe covers, which would also prevent contamination of a scene. We don't need to know a lot about the scene. We only need to know what type of evidence we're going to be looking for and the potential volume or size of the area. Knowing this, we are then prepared to go to the scene and do whatever is necessary to fulfill the requirements of the search warrant, and that is searching for specific items.
In addition to officer safety, so that someone's not waiting there to ambush you, also nobody at the place to be searched knows you're coming, so they can dispose of things?
That is correct.
Okay. On this date, October 20th, where did you go?
I went to a residence located